This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now they lose Monday and Wednesday, not tonight, right? Because it's Thursday. Monday and Wednesday, 5-9. So I asked 1999. Excuse me.
All you can eat. They'd lose money because good for them. It's Thursday because Tinker just rolled in, and Tinker can do some damage. If he could eat wings by the wheelbarrow.
So I asked our wonderful folks here at Buffalo's Cafe. We're incoming guys right here, Buford Highway. I said, so I can take those with me, right? They were like, no, in-house.
Yes.
You're not leaving. I need 50 wings, and then you're leaving. This is all in-house. You can eat 30?
30. I could do two dozen.
30?
Yeah, 30. 30? I had 24. Two dozen in a sitting.
I could do 20. I always order 20, but even that now is a struggle.
Like, yeah.
30?
And again, sometimes the wings, you know, it depends on the wings. Good size. You know, medium is an average size wing. You know.
Yeah. I'll be honest. And the wings here are perfect, but there are some places, no names, the wings are just the – they look like they've been on steroids, man. I mean, it's just too much. You know, right. I like the wings that you can actually dip and you can get some real, like, and just pull that meat off.
Yeah.
The wings here, you can do that.
Right on. So, Bash Night. Man, 1999. I'm thinking, yeah, do the math. I don't know if you saw the picture I posted last Friday because we got home from work. Becky got me, like, the biggest steak ever at a little marketplace in Tyrone called Spazzano's. Guys were comparing it to the 96er from the movie The Great Outdoors, the John Candy. Had to try to eat. I mean, this thing, it literally looked like there was a nice 8-ounce filet, and this steak was so big. I mean, it took forever. It took 14 minutes to grill this thing at 600 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And that was still medium rare.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing, I mean, it was like a brontosaurus, like the kind of thing
it was thick.
Flip over Fred Flintstone's car, right?
Yeah, no, look, that's nuts.
And I told Becky, do I get my picture on the wall?
Well, the thing is, to your point, normally you have a tough time cooking those thick steaks like that.
Right.
Getting them perfect like you like.
Exactly.
You know? It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're hanging out. By the way, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sport Nation. Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I love when Day-Day gives you his parlays for the weekend. I believe this weekend he's got Sandy Creek.
Mike.
And I believe he's got Noonan.
Mike, he doesn't.
And I want to say he is going with, what's that?
He doesn't do that.
With Roswell High
School.
You're
going to ruin his relationship with all these high school
coaches. Three-team parlay.
Literally. They're going to be like. Athletic director.
Yeah. They're going to be like, we heard you do a little gambling on the side. We ain't telling you nothing.
I'm just saying. Can I tell take the list behind the scenes? During the commercial break.
Why you're on our sideline?
I was going to say, secret intel. We'll start calling you instead of Jimmy, Day-Day the Greek.
No, all jokes aside, the game I did last week for football for the high school scoreboard show, the whole school was playing my son's school.
Right.
But I was standing on their sideline, and then the AD's like, so I got to ask, you got a son over there on that team? And I was just like, maybe I should go stand on that side.
Yeah, It's weird.
Benedict Arnold over here.
They do a great job, though, man. Check out the show, and they're giving you all the latest. And Friday night, by the way, while we're talking about this, after Mike and I get done, Sam and Coach will be on, bringing you all the biggest high school football games. You're part of that as well.
Yeah, that's right. The High School Scoreboard Show, 6 to 11. And this week I'll actually head south to Stockbridge High School. They're playing McDonough. So, but right.
McDonough's what, 3.5?
Stop it.
Would you say?
All right, back to you, Coach.
Okay, hey, yeah. Real quick, you and I were talking about this. It's football season. We've kind of turned the page on the Braves. Yes, there is the string to play out, Carl, but just real quick.
16 games.
Do we have any idea what's going on with Snicker? Because everything I read now sounds like Snicker's, you know, a fire in his belly. He wants to come back. I just saw this thing, unfinished business. We're going to put it on T-shirts?
Good question. You know what? Look. And, oh, I don't know if you have a famous Snickers soundbite that
so
we enjoy.
Really no
you know
where
we're at. Yeah, I mean, like, that's all you can do. I told you, I think he wants to come back. And when you say there's still fire in your belly.
Unfinished business. I 2026 Braves.
I think he wants to come
internally,
back.
Internally, we're going
cool
to have to do
this, though,
it.
Right? You want to move on.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I mean, I know, again, because right now we can think right off the top of our head. Chris Sale, freak injury. Spencer Strider, work in progress. Hurston Waldrop, feel great about. Schwellenbach at some point. And then maybe, I guess, Alex Anthopoulos will go bring back Derek Lowe or Kenshin Kawakami. Maybe,
I don't want any of those
Tommy
guys.
Hansen, Jair Jurgens.
I don't want any of those guys.
No, because that's what you're going to get. It's going to be – see, if you're bringing this guy back for the Gold Watch Tour, load the deck in his favor. Spend some friggin' money, you cold, heartless BA – you get the idea – over there that own the Braves. And let's spend some loot,
Mike,
comparable with the Phillies. Let's go get it.
I think he's got a Gold Watch.
I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah, but I mean, it's probably
Mike. I think he's got
the gold watch tour.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I mean, look, I would say no and say thank you for your service.
You want to kick him to the curb?
Yes, I want a fresh new start with a fresh new set of ideas.
You want to say goodbye, Grandpa? Leave. You want to kick your grandfather out of the house?
If we were in Alaska, I would put Brian Snicker on an ice floe and then push it out to sea.
Okay, you know what? This is just too much.
But we're not.
I'm just keeping it real.
This man is a treasure.
Yes, a treasure. As was a treasure.
He's a treasure.
Yes, but he's got to stay awake, Carl, for the games.
Okay.
Know what's going on.
You got to
know what's happening.
He was never asleep in the game.
Well, he was asleep when Kelnick loafed it to second base.
Okay, he was asleep there. He was asleep. 404-726-0929.
Stop being nostalgic. Get your feelings out of this.
What?
And think objectively, Braves fans. While we're in the prime with his salary control with all these players, let's get a fresh approach. Thank you. Back to you.
Wow. I mean, you are heartless.
Heartless.
You
heartless.
You
good song
are
by
just,
Heart, by the way.
You are ruthless right
my
now.
My God.
I mean, it's last time I checked, 22, 23, 24, 4 years without a World Series. If we're not trying to win a World Series, you're wasting my time.
He's trying. His team fell apart.
Yeah, I know. The injuries were insane, but he's never had enough pitching. Even the years they won the World Series, they never give the guys the tool to win.
And that's why he's brilliant.
He sure was in 21.
He was. All right, guys, you can chime in on that. It's Dukes and Bell. We got to talk some NFL right now. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
It just doesn't stop with Snit. Hey, Travis Kelce on his podcast with his bro, New Heights Podcast. I think most people are familiar with it, especially after Taylor went on there. But this week he was talking about the injury to Xavier Worthy. Worthy, by the way, is practicing, which trends that he could play against the Eagles on Sunday. But the Chiefs are dealing with a couple of other injuries. But let's hear Travis Kelce first talk about what happened in that play in Brazil where he takes out his own teammate.
It's frustrating for me. I was trying to kind of set up my guy to be able to get in a position to, and it all just happened pretty quick. And I just got to be better, man. I'm 13 years in the league. There's no excuse for me running into my own guys like that and being able to play fast and help him out. Worthy had his guy beat and we're out the gate and that game starts completely different. Instead, I'm not sure where he is exactly in terms of health wise, but I'm hoping that we get him back as fast as possible because he means so much to this team. And I can see that guy and how hard he works, and I can see his game getting better, and I know he's going to take the league by storm when he gets back. He's one of our best players.
He is. We're talking about Xavier Worthy. Here's the crazy thing. If you get Rashee Rice back and you've got Worthy and Kelce out there catching all that underneath stuff.
5 more weeks to get Rashee Rice back for the suspension.
It's a different team. But right now you're trying to make out of blank. And that's what Andy Reid's kind of dealing with. Guys, they did not look great offensively against the Chargers in that first game. And now here comes Jalen Carter, and we know he's not going to spit on anybody, right? He's going to be in the game. So the Eagles' defense is going to be full strength. I'm curious to see what that new offensive line looks like against this Eagles defense. They're going to look at the Super Bowl tape, guys. The Eagles aren't doing a whole lot different. But the fact is, Mike, you know what it was? My guy's better than your guy.
Right.
Across the board.
No, the Eagles, I mean, look, it's easy, and a lot of folks did immediately say, that's it, the end of the Chiefs. Their offensive line was garbage, and they had to go make some big moves and rotate some guys and get some new guys in there, and the Eagles just took advantage of it, beat the snot out of that them in the Super Bowl. But when you saw what Patrick Mahomes is capable of doing against a good Charger team the other night, as long as you got Patrick Mahomes, man, anything is literally possible. He is that – I know it sounds cliche, too. He's the X factor because, guys, he did it by himself in that game. And I know because I was playing against him in fantasy football. The yards just kept coming. The big plays kept coming. So you get those receivers back. You keep your head above water. That's the thing. The Chiefs know how to do this. When you compare and contrast the Falcons, losing a divisional game is big for us because we don't know if we can win 10 games this year.
No.
The Chiefs can rattle off 10 games even if they did look poor against the Chargers in Brazil.
I agree. I mean, look, they had a lot of one-score wins last year, one-possession wins, but they won 15 games. We act like the Chiefs didn't win 15 games last year. I mean, like, it's incredible to think how porous that offense was, averaging 22 a game, and yet they still won all those games. Meanwhile, Dan Campbell talking about Ben Johnson, Mike. What an interesting matchup this week. Lions-Bears, right? Caleb, you said it. Still hasn't passed the eye test for you. I just felt like, man, as the game went on, and now you're asking him to see the things he needs to see off script.
Right.
He wasn't seeing that stuff. But Ben Johnson is his former offensive coordinator, Dan Campbell, on his former relationship, or his relationship with Johnson.
Ben's my friend. He's always going to be my friend, you know. But that nothing about that's going to change, you know. We're going in getting ready to play Chicago. We're going to win this game. You know, we have to.
Yeah, because pressure's on now for the Lions. Look, Lions are another team. You're really good. You got all these guys in their prime. You lose the first game, and everybody goes, oh, look what you are without Ben Johnson.
I mean, with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with Jahmyr Gibbs, with Montgomery, all the weapons they've got, you know, with Jamison Williams got a contract extension himself, they got guys, you know. This is always the question when the new assistants come in, did you have a fall off? I mean, I don't know. We're going to find out. I know that, you know, Coach, he was on it. They looked flat as hell. See, that's why you and I said it. I know we get into the week one is a liar. Well, no. Some teams look pretty darn good. And some teams, you know, are going to be better than that. But you're right. What exactly are the Lions going to do? Micah Parsons and the Packers. Wasn't like the Packers were blowing doors. We talk about Jade Love threw what would have been a pick if not for a play being called back. There's a lot of I don't know, ifs out there in the NFC. But I still think the NFC is more competitive than the AFC. You buy that?
I do. Better teams, especially at the top, right? It's just right. It's what.
See,
what
are the 49ers? 49ers look like crap. Fired a kicker. Couldn't get anything going. You trust Drake May? I mean, sorry, Mac Jones to do the job. Drake May's in New England. It's Mac Jones. And by the way, if Mac Jones keeps on, if he doesn't do the job and maybe Purdy takes longer, you and I were talking off the air. Love to get Cousins somewhere.
Would he go out there?
Shanahan's known him since back in the day with the old then Redskins.
He has known him a long time. We'll see. Mac Jones is going to start this week. Why? Because Purdy is out. Here's Shanahan, by the way, speaking about Brock Purdy's injury and his status. Guys, they're saying, what, 3 to 5 weeks now, depending on this toe injury for Brock Purdy. Here's Shanahan.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
It's possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing.
That's possible.
And that's the toe more so than the shoulder.
Yes.
Did someone step on his foot in the pocket? Do you know how the toe injury happened?
Yeah, I think it happened scrambling, I think, when Love tackled him by the sideline. I believe it happened.
Were you aware? Was playing through that in the game, or is it just something you found out later?
No, I was aware. Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle. These great one-word yes. answers are terrific. Kyle, will he play? Probably not. But the toe is a big deal. He's having a hard time pushing off to throw the football and all that. That's why this turned in from
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Tinker's out here. Tinker! Hanging out with us at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming. Nice folks at the bar, man. It's good to see our people out here. I mean, Dukes and Bell listeners.
One guy just said, that's enough for me. I got to go back to work.
Wait a minute. He said that?
Well, he said, I'm working from home, and I never work in an office. Damn my life.
How long had he been here?
Hey, he was here when I got here. He shoved off, man. He's probably listening to the car. Hopefully someone's driving him right now.
Maybe he's asleep in the car.
Uber.
But, yeah, man, we're out here until 6 hanging out. And as I said, a lot of folks already here hanging out. It's good, man. Football season brings us all together. It doesn't matter what your team is. We've been talking about the Dogs, obviously, big game against Tennessee. Talking about Georgia Tech, big game against Clemson. And it's funny. I had a guy, Curtis, over there. He just asked me, he said, Dukes. This Arch Manning kid, the real deal. I'm like, you got money on the game this weekend? Yeah. What's going on?
I'll tell you what, man.
And he's like, no, I'm just curious. And I said to him, I said, yeah, look, what happened in week one against Ohio State, and this is the reality, and it's not an excuse, but Sark was intent on not allowing him to come out and throw three picks. He's trying to protect him. And when you do that, you call a conservative game. And so that's what you saw. Then they got behind, and then it was like, okay, Arch, I need you to make some throws. All of a sudden, he's making throws, and everybody's like, where's this been? But the last thing you needed to do with all that pressure is for him to go up to Ohio State and throw three or four picks and just be done for the season. So that was part of it. Arch is going to be fine. And I was telling Curtis, like, the
how do you know? How do you know Arch is going to be fine? Well, Arch isn't going to be fine.
No. This whole thing about –
you answer me.
This whole thing about him grimacing is a joke. Everybody in Texas is laughing at this.
Right, Sark even said, well, you guys, they take video of you when you're in the bathroom?
It's a joke.
You know, in other words, who does number two work for? That's basically what Sark was inferring. But, I mean, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but I do think, and I said this to Carl last week, if this continues and they continue to lose games that they should – I mean, like that Ohio State game, that could be a rematch. That could be a rematch in the Final Four. But Sark, eventually, someone's going to say you can't call plays anymore if he continues to coach as tight as he does in the big games.
Well, look, some of these smarter coaches, whether it be college or pro, have stepped away from the play calling. Sometimes it's the best thing. And, you know, all these guys who've done it all their lives and this is what we love to do, sometimes, Mike, it's the best thing. We'll see how that shakes out. But, yeah, it's funny because it's just random questions with college football being front and center. Everybody's wondering about certain teams. We're going to talk more about the Dogs coming up. Mike Griffith's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, guys, from Dog Nation to talk about his thoughts on what he expects Saturday up in Knoxville. All right, Mike, we were talking about our team. We're talking about the Falcons. And guys, it's funny because a guy just hit me up and he said, look, Bijan had over 100 yards, guys, and I hadn't looked at the totals. He said he had over 100 yards receiving because of the touchdown.
Right.
And then and running. And he says, Mike, you want more? And I'm like,
than 18 touches. So this, okay, so what was it, a match? What is this, freaking baseball now? Well, he got 100 yards of offense. Well, that's it. Just cap him. Put him on ice. What? Am I losing my mind? Am I, Carl? Am I losing my mind? I feel like Walter in The Big Lebowski. Am I losing my mind?
Yes.
No, I mean, we're talking about how to win the game. He's the best athlete. Just talking about a guy right here, a guy at the bar who coaches high school football. You know, he's one of the best athletes.
Right here, this gentleman right here?
This guy, I'm not going to name his name because it's a major program.
Are they undefeated?
They could be. And they also have club-level seating. But anyway. But
no, just, I know where he is.
But just talking about, you know, you got a great weapon. Well, 18 times. More. I mean, he gave you a chance to win the game, but you can't tell me you got enough out of Beast. No, don't give me enough. That's exactly why he was the second guy drafted in most fantasy leagues, because he's that guy. He's going to put up big numbers. Come on.
Yeah, it's hard to say week in and week out like he needs it 30 or 35 times. That's a week-to-week thing.
That's another thing. Don't run him into the ground. That's why Tyler's there. Give the ball to Tyler. But there's got to be a balance.
Yeah.
But more than 18 touches, I mean, Zach's got to find a way.
404-726-0929, guys. You can always hit us up. What's on Day-Day's mind is coming up. The biggest challenge for Sunday for us offensively is going to be keeping our quarterback clean. The Vikings do an excellent job, and I think they did this against Caleb Williams too, especially in the third and fourth quarter, Mike. They got after him enough that he started to look discombobulated. He wasn't completing the same passes right. He was in the first quarter or even the second quarter. And part of this is, you know, I thought last year Kirk Cousins, I wasn't as worried about that game because he had been in the league so long. He's seen a lot of this stuff. And if you remember, guys, Kirk Cousins actually played well in that Vikings game last year.
Well, until Rod decided not to go for it on a fourth down, they flipped the field. Remember that? And that's when the game was pretty much lost. And after that, we had those Keystone Cops moments where the secondary had no idea where Addison and Jefferson were.
Yeah, I feel differently about Michael, and I'm talking about Penix, because he hasn't been in the league as long. And he hasn't seen all these different looks. Not saying he can't handle it, but to Mike's point, as we were talking about this earlier today, he's going to challenge him. Just like he challenged Caleb last week. And so, you know, Caleb is in his second year. He was sacked 68 times last year for the Bears, most of anybody. And everybody's like, oh, he'll be better. And Flores went in that game and said, we'll see. I think that is what we're going to see on Sunday with our guy. They are going to try to come after him. Now, the good news is if Darnell Mooney is healthy and Drake London is out there, I love those one-on-one situations.
Right.
But if they're not, then what Minnesota is saying is we can get home because we don't think your guys on the outside can get open. And that may be
right.
a problem.
One thing we talked about, our blitz rate was up under Jeff Ulbrich over last year because Jimmy Lake really didn't know what he was doing. And Brian Flores blitzes more than anybody with that Vikings defense, to Carl's point, how they got after Caleb Williams. So now we'll see, can we get J.J. McCarthy shook? Now, that's why I said, man, imagine if the Bears hang on to win that game, J.J. and Minnesota fans, hey, is this guy ready for the big time? He comes out with so much confidence.
You're right.
Especially three touchdowns in a quarter.
Yeah, you're
as
right.
You said yesterday, that's nothing to sneeze at. So hopefully we can dial up some heat. And talking with a coach who will remain nameless, we were talking yesterday about, you know, getting the pressure and what we didn't get at the end was the finish and getting the quarterback on the ground. Talking about how guys, they get enveloped. You know, if you're getting held or you're getting kind of – if your shoulders are not outside the offensive lineman
– you're not going to get the call.
I'm talking about Pierce Jr. You know, you've got to show some more athleticism. And the same, I think, goes for the interior of the line with Ruka
Yeah, look, and do guys hold? Yeah, they do. But
– don't make it easy for them.
Yeah, unless it's blatant, you're not going to get that call. So I'm not going to sit here and defend that. You're right, Mike. I mean, like, I get it. Whether you were being held or not, you just got to get off of the block, man, and – I didn't think we did enough of that up front last week. Hopefully we do this week. I mean, and by the way, Flo, can we get something?
He did not show. Again, both Leonard Floyd and, unfortunately, James Pierce Jr. did not show up on the stat sheet. No tackles, no assist on tackles, so no sacks. And that's – look, we thought Leonard Floyd is the constant in this equation. We figured this guy, we don't have to worry about him. But when you draft a guy and there's so much hype, look, it doesn't help James Pierce Jr. when somebody like Lewis Riddick says he's going to lead the entire league in sacks.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't see him, you know, getting close. He affected the quarterback. And all right, come on. Either you sack the quarterback.
Pressure rate, Mike.
Either you sack the quarterback or you friggin' don't.
Look at the good coach sitting here having some wings. I don't give a damn about pressure rate. High school coach sitting here, I don't care about that. I don't teach the kids that.
That's right.
I don't teach our kids
that.
That's
what I'm saying. But that's why the PFF crap and the analytics creep into the NFL. You know, you can convince yourself anything. Oh, that's like, oh, I went 0 for 4, but my exit velocity was over 105 on all my outs. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, you still took an 0 for 4, dude.
Bruh. Hey, man, by the way.
Am I losing my mind?
When you talk about this matchup, if you're wondering, the all-time series, 22-12 with the Vikings winning 4 of the last 5. Vikings lead the all-time series, if you're wondering.
But we won the biggest one.
We did, 98.
Man,
98.
I'll never forget. That's one of my greatest Atlanta sports memories, baby.
That team, when you think about that Vikings offense.
15-1.
But the personnel, they were absolutely loaded.
Chris Carter, Randy Moss.
Loaded.
Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, it's crazy to think back. Either way, Falcons did win the 2020 matchup. Most of us don't remember because 2020 is a blur. Matt Ryan threw for 371 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Vikings. Mm. It seems like such a long time ago. He torched them, killed them. 2020 matchup.
Yeah, 98 team, man. We've talked about that a million times. That Viking squad was loaded. That Atlanta team. Remember, guys, 14-2 from 7-9 to 14-2 under Dan Reeves. Still unbelievable. Yeah, Randall Cunningham. I'm trying to get the running backs. Robert Smith. I couldn't remember Robert Smith, Ohio State.
That's right.
That was the running back. And receiving core was pretty exemplary. They had great tight ends. We had O.J. Santiago. Man, one of the big touchdown catches. There was some amazing moments in that game. Yeah. The front four, we always talk about the bomb squad, the size of Travis Hall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those guys, that was probably one of the last gigantic defensive lines that this Falcons team ever had.
It was an unheralded Falcons team, though.
The
name values, the brands on that team,
John
were
Madden
not known nationally.
And Pat Summerall didn't know anything about the Falcons. Because I remember, Carl, that game was so long ago, I had it on TiVo.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, back in the day.
Yeah.
To come back from Minnesota and then watch it. But, yeah, man, just unbelievable effort. Look, Chris Chandler got a lot of rap as Crystal Chandelier. That cat sat in the pocket, took so much punishment. Jamal Anderson. Man, that's an amazing team, man. Seems like it's like an ancient history, right?
Long time ago, man. We'll see what we do on Sunday night. Vikings, though, have Super Bowl aspirations, guys. That's a team that won a lot of games with Sam Darnold. Only thing that changed was quarterback. I mean, seriously. And they feel like they got a really good chance to get back there. We'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind coming up. Want to remind you, Saturday, noon until 2, join Allie Mack at Lusab Kia in Noonan and get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win an ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets for the upcoming home game. Again, Saturday from noon until 2 at Lusab Kia in Noonan with Allie Mack on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, hanging out. One of our favorite spots, Buffalo's Cafe right here in Cumming. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be up in Chattanooga. And you're going, Dukes and Bell, what are y'all going up there for?
Because we got a big antenna, Joe. We're going to be up there, man. It's the Twin Peaks. It's exit 1, first exit on the Tennessee side off 75. So if you're heading up to, you know, Knoxville, Carl, before you make that split, you know, the 75-24 split,
yep.
Come by and see us, man. Make a pit stop. And it's a huge build-out. Wait till you see, man. It's like we always stop at the big giant restaurants. This place, just like Augusta for Twin Peaks. It's a blast.
Oh, yeah, good call. That was a lot of fun for the Masters as well. All right, man. By the way, some guys, Mike, taking shots saying Mike is cold-blooded, wanting to run Snicker out of town. They don't understand this.
I apologize for folks eating a late lunch here. This organization needs an enema, okay? It's time to blow it out.
Did you have to go there?
Well, enjoy your celery sticks. I'm saying that I just feel that this sentimentality and all this, it's crap. You're wasting your emotions. He's a wonderful person. There's not many guys in baseball that are jerks other than maybe Buck Showalter. They're generally pretty good guys.
I don't like Buck Showalter.
No one does. But, I mean, I always – and one of these folks, I'm not going to name his coach again. He said, well, who would you get? That's always the question. Who? What are you, an owl?
Who?
No, you go get somebody from another organization that's having success, okay? And, again, I would talk to somebody who worked with Bruce Bochy. I would talk with somebody – I don't like the analytics the Dodgers do. I would talk to somebody from Philly. I'd like to find – yes, I would talk to somebody from Philly.
So you want
to
do this like the day after the season?
Yes, because you're going to jump on the other teams to get the best available manager in here.
Ruthless.
To maximize the talent while you still got the talent.
Man, just get out of town. Leave your uniform
or
at the door.
Or we can sit there and go, gee whiz, breaks tough, the injuries.
He said there was
year.
A fire in his belly. Yeah. He wants to continue.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You know? Swell. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm done with – if you're not trying to win – and some of this is above Snickers pay grade, starting with the Irish Sphinx, Terry McGurk. If you're not putting your resources into winning the World Series and going for the jugular every year, don't waste my time as a fan.
All right.
Go buy another parking lot on the other side of 75.
And by the way, text him. Will you stop texting me? I didn't say it. All right, man. Dede, what is going on today? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You guys are wild, man. Speaking of some baseball, man, did you guys see Red Sox pitcher – is it Aroldis?
Oh, Chapman? That record was insane. Yeah, goes back to the 1900s. Yeah, John Fricke saw the guy that had the record.
I don't care. I don't care.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't care.
I wanted to ask y'all about that. Obviously, for the record, for those that haven't heard, he's got the third longest streak of not giving up a hit in 17 appearances over a span of 50 batters.
That's crazy.
So he hasn't given up a hit since July 23rd.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's
crazy,
right? But what it made me think of was just the fact that, and maybe this is one of my get off my lawn old man moments. Right? But I just feel like that's what baseball is missing when it comes to pitching. Like, you used to go to the games to watch the strikeouts. Right?
Yeah.
You had the K's and all that stuff. You wanted to see the guys go the distance. And I know there's all this stuff that you guys get into. I'm not even going to act like I'm anywhere near.
You mean, what, exit velocity?
Yes, and all that good stuff.
Who freaking cares?
Is it spin rate and all that stuff? Right. So, like, but I just feel like all the analytics stuff.
Wins above replacement.
Has really taken away, like, that aspect of the game. Like, you don't necessarily go to see the pitching duels anymore.
Well, I mean, two ways of looking at it. The game has been sped up thanks to the pitch clock. Manfred got that right. You know, in the old days, pitchers – see, that's the thing. If you played baseball, you played Little League, even if you pitched 1 year, you felt like you had a vibe. I love watching great pitching. Mm-hmm. Pitchers would pitch 9 innings, Carl. Or they'd pitch 8 innings, you know, or 7 innings, and the relief pitcher would pitch 2 innings and get the – you know, get the 2 innings save, whether it was Goose Gossage or, you know, back in the day, Gene Garber, if you're a Braves fan, there was a different type to the game. Now the over-specialization. Oh, geez, my pitcher's pitch count's at 80. He's only going to go 5 1/3, and now 5 other guys come in to pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, to your point, Day-Day, if you were going to go see one of the marquee pitchers, and I'm not even going back to, like, the 80s, even in the 90s, guys, okay, early 2000s, this phenomenon of what we've seen has really been – since the metrics have come into play and teams are jumping on board with this and saying, oh, well, we can save our pitcher. We're investing this amount of money. Mm-hmm. If you went and saw Randy Johnson in his prime, you weren't going to get a guy coming out and telling him he couldn't pitch after struggling with two batters. You were going to get Randy for eight innings, mm-hmm. and he was going to strike out 10 or 12 guys, and you were going to enjoy your experience. If you saw, and I'm not talking about the steroid stuff, Roger Clemens in his prime, okay, nobody's coming out to the mound and going, oh, Roger, you're struggling. He was going to give you 8 solid innings. That aspect of – there's none of these pitchers that are running out there today where you go to a game and you feel like, well, I know what I'm going to get tonight. Pedro Martinez, you're going to get 8 solid innings. Like, that's what's missing.
Well, how about this? We could have a guy – in the old days, a no-hitter was something big or a perfect game. Well, unfortunately, his pitch count's now at 101.
He needs one more.
Generation P and their analytics, and here we go.
Is that a rapper? Is that a rapper?
Yeah, you know my shorthand.
Okay.
It's not payday, folks. Real quick, 1996 Braves, 14 complete games. Smoltz had he had 6. Maddox had 5. Glavin, Avery each had 1. Denny Nagel had a complete game. I mean, that was pitching. Everybody went deep. This over-specialization, the crap. Well, he can't see the lineup. How in the hell did Steve Carlton or Tom Seaver get through that lineup 4 times? You know what I mean? It just unfortunately, Carl, it's not going to change.
No.
This is baseball has been the nerds have won.
Specialized.
Analytics has taken this thing over.
Yes, it's specialized.
All right, Greg Norman, guys, he has confirmed his departure from LIV Golf.
Oh,
would you consider this?
What if I told you a man who had a conscience grew one?
Would you consider this a potential nail in the coffin of LIV Golf?
It's a really good point. He was one of their biggest advocates, but he also didn't help. And what I mean by that is his relationships or those broken relationships that he had with the PGA. Mm-hmm. Greg didn't foster the kind of relationships that we need for the PGA and LIV to come together. So, yeah, look, this should help. But how long have we been talking about this, Mike? 3 years, 4 years now? I mean, like, yeah. Oh, they're going to come together. When is this going to happen? And right now, guys, I got to tell you, the new leadership of the PGA is like, screw LIV. We're rolling. Our events are people are coming out to our events. TV numbers are up. I know you don't think of it in the way of maybe Tiger, but the PGA is doing really well right now.
No, the only guy the fans want to see, and you only get him at majors now, and you'll see him in Ryder Cup, and that's Bryson DeChambeau. But Brooks Koepka has no personality. You know, you look at some of the Americans, if you're honest, on the LIV Tour, they're just kind of just there. You know what I mean? Like Zach, I should say, Wayne Gretzky's son-in-law.
Oh, Dustin
Johnson. He's just not – he's grinding. He doesn't do anything at the majors. The British, you know, and the Europeans, they've got some guys – John Rahm, you know, okay. That's okay. You'll see him in the Ryder Cup too, but I'm with you. The best storylines, what we just saw at the Tour Championship, Scotty Scheffler. You know, see, Fleetwood's a guy. He could have taken $150 million
to go
to LIV, and he grinded it out in the Tour, and now he's everybody's favorite.
He's
right?
Beloved. Yeah. He's beloved.
And he's marketable. And I've tried watching. I think I've watched maybe one LIV event in the last 3 years. It looks like Bloomberg television, the team scoring. Nobody has any clue what it means. I got all these graphics, the goofy outfits. Forget about it. The music's not even a thing. Who cares? You're playing music in the background. Big whoop.
Yeah, I don't care.
There's no buzz.
Greg, by the way, it was a money grab. He got paid a lot of money
to be the point man. Yeah.
Right? He got paid a lot of money. Now he goes away. I hope it opens up the door for the PGA and LIV to have some real discussions. This has all been chatter, man. Yeah.
Like, I don't think the PGA even entertains it.
Well, they don't have to.
I think let the Saudis keep burning money, which they do all the time.
They
don't
have to.
They do. And they can try to, you know, do their sports washing of what they do and let people just – like I said, David – real quick, final thought on this. We were talking about this off the air. Guys, how many people love David Faraday?
Who doesn't?
Where is he now? He's on LIV. You don't even see the guy. He was on NBC, the interview shows, you know, charismatic guy. You know, he went for the money. Carl, I don't blame him, but he's gone. I mean, completely out of the sports consciousness.
Yeah. All right, one more here, I think. Shame on all of us.
For what?
As much fun of Bill Belichick that we made with his girlfriend and all that good
stuff.
So you're
holding the door when the players went back.
They kind of deserved it.
Well, maybe they did. We
it's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yeah.
We completely overlooked the fact this week that Bill Belichick got his first college win last week.
Yes. Coach Bumbles beat the 49ers.
Yeah, completely forgot. So shame on us for, you know,
Were we supposed to celebrate this? I mean, ESPN went all out on that first night. Everybody was at the game. Look who's at the game. Oh, Michael Jordan, Roy Williams, everybody's there. Oh, and then they lay an egg. They get embarrassed. They look like a team that had been coached. Bill looked like he didn't want to be there, and now you're telling me he picked up his first win, and you want Mike and I to have pom-poms on.
Yes.
I could care less, honestly. UNC's, I mean, again, they put guys in the league. No one in our so, show of hands. Does anybody think North Carolina is going to sniff a national championship in football in your lifetime? Show of hands. That's right, Carl. No hands go up, okay? They're there for the basketball at Chapel Hill. They got a great uniform, nice end zones. They put guys in the league.
They do.
But they're never going to win Jack. And they're not going to win Jack with Bill. This will be 3 years. It'll be out.
Who did they beat? Who did they beat?
They beat
– See, you don't even know.
They beat Charlotte.
Yeah. I said Charlotte.
You don't even know.
And what is Charlotte called? The 49ers. I said 49ers. You even know what I was talking about. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
But look, all jokes aside, they got Richmond, the Spiders, right?
Okay.
Richmond. They got Richmond this
weekend?
This weekend.
What if they lose?
Well, then I will never bring this
up
again.
Go ahead.
More importantly, what's his girlfriend going to wear? Is Hudson going to wear like some low-rise mesh thing?
We're talking about
that. You don't want to talk about anything.
Look,
or
if he wins.
Copyrights.
Let's say they win. Is this would you be happy with the – or not happy,
no,
but
– No, he's got to beat some legitimate competition, Day-Day. We're talking about the greatest NFL coach in the history of the NFL.
But he's got 70 new players. He doesn't even know these guys.
Let his brilliance shine, okay? Yeah. He's picking the groceries. He should be able to mold this team.
This is where it's too cute. He thought you could run this like a professional team, bring in a general manager. It's all about the portal. As you saw with Florida State last year, you cannot live like that.
He needs a true
You've got to have a
class.
Culture like Kirby. You've got to have underclassmen, Carl, that stay there for 3 or 4 years, that have a culture. There's an underlying current of that. You augment that with the NIL and the transfer portal. He's never going to be able to do that in 3 years. Not going to happen.
Yeah, 100%. He definitely, I think, needs a real
Carl,
recruiting
and
class.
And Day-Day, more importantly, imagine you're – it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, and grandpa shows up. Grandma passed away a couple years ago, and he's got a girlfriend who's 24.
It's a conversation starter. That's for sure.
I'm not talking about this.
I know, right, you guys. Don't want to talk about anything.
That's what's on my mind on a Thursday.
Now, by the way, if I'm 73 and heaven forbid, anybody out there, you lose your spouse. I mean, I don't begrudge a guy if you pull that off.
Wait a minute.
But it's just so creepy with Belichick. It's a topic
neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
You would think 70, you'd be comfortable with maybe someone in the 40s, maybe?
Right, age appropriate.
Yeah.
By the way, that soundbite is from that Sunday morning interview
right,
where she tried to cut it off, and we play that for those of you who are not familiar.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah, and she literally was like, we're not going to tell you how we met. So that's why we laugh every time, because it's so damn funny to think like she has that kind of control. And Bill's
it's
like,
a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
And he just sits there and is like, oh, she's doing the right thing.
But did you see the video of her holding the door open at practice the other day as the players are coming back? She's still involved day to day.
Of course she is. She was on the field the first night of the game, and everybody was making a big deal.
Well, she asked coach for money so she could go get a hot dog.
That's what I heard.
Hey, would you guys jump off of a cruise ship to avoid paying your gambling debt?
I would jump off a cruise ship to not be on a cruise ship.
How much gambling debt are we talking
$17,000.
I'm jumping off the cruise ship. Man overboard.
Right, I had this story for Guy Talk, but do continue, sir.
Bring it.
It just popped over my thing, and I'm like, who does that?
On Carnival Cruises.
Now, I mean, I would.
Yeah,
I mean, I got to be honest. I was on a cruise. I'm not going to name names. Starts with a C. I would have jumped off the boat just to be not on that cruise.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Abe is
a
big cruise guy.
My status is on Carnival Cruises.
And he got clowned by Coach Ryle because when he said that, Coach was like, what? So that's why we play that. It's Dukes and Bell, man. We're at Buffalo's Cafe. Yeah, I'd jump off. I really would.
Hey, man. I tried to ditch the cruise years ago. I tried to stay in Cosmo, Senior Frogs, but they found us. Me and Walt.
That's because there's only one place to go when you jumped off the cruise.
Me and Walt from Miller Coors in the back of the restaurant, and our girlfriends at the time show up with the purser, like Gopher from Love Boat. Let's go. The horn's sounding. Do I have to go? Please don't make me go back on that boat. It's like being on the Bounty.
Well, look, I've been on a good cruise or two. Been on a couple of bad cruises, but I've not been on that documentary on Netflix, and I'm not going to say the word because we're in a restaurant. Poop boat. That was not fun. We're coming back. The lovely and talented Barbara Dooley joins us next. What does she have to say about the Tennessee Vols? Oh, stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.